Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Are you being your own kind of cookie? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's podcast ought to be fun and creative for you to consider. Are you being your own kind of cookie, or are you still part of the cookie cutter generation? If you've never heard about cookie cutters, let me remind you as to what they are. Cookie cutters are those metal or plastic designs that are pressed into large pieces of dough. They cut off all the excess edges and leave behind only a specific design so that ultimately every cookie will come out of the oven looking exactly alike. Cookie cutters or cookie cutter mentalities or ideas have everything to do with things that are mass produced. They're marked by sameness. But more than that, they're marked by their lack of originality. So I want you to think about yourself as the piece of dough that's been put or pressed under a cookie cutter, and maybe there was some extra dough left on the table, left behind, that really belongs to you. Those extra elements that when added to you or expressed through you, end up making you your own unique kind of cookie, rather than the cookie that looks like everybody else around you. When this idea and this comment came up about being your own kind of cookie, it actually came from my local Zumba instructor, Debbie Rivas. I'd like to share with you a little bit about Debbie because she's just a good story to share. Debbie and I are exactly the same age. We both grew up in the Northeast, right in the New York metro area. But she was telling me her background story and her cookie cutter upbringing and how she managed over the course of time to become her own kind of a cookie. Debbie's parentage is from Puerto Rico, even though she was born here in the United States. She grew up in the Bronx, New York, and told me that when she was a child, she really did want to go to college with the intention of becoming a school teacher. But she said, Maura, back then, with a background like mine, she said the cookie cutter track was I would become a secretary and that would be my lifetime career. So sure enough, she graduates high school, she becomes a secretary. A couple of years later, she decided she wanted to take an additional class, and it happened to do with learning how to use computers. And she enjoyed the class so much that in one of the classes, she said, I got this moment of inspiration and thought to myself, wait a minute, I might not be able to go to college to become a regular teacher, but I can teach people how to use computers. Well, it was very shortly thereafter that she went into the newspaper, found a classified ad, and applied for a job to become a computer instructor. And sure enough, the girl from the Bronx, New York, who was supposed to be a secretary, found herself teaching computers. She loves helping people. She loves teaching people. And it gives her a great feeling of satisfaction. But she didn't stop there. Later on, Debbie learned salsa, and then she taught salsa to other people. And then later on, she learned Zumba and became a Zumba instructor. And that was how I met Debbie. Now, Debbie and I were just talking about how we could really end up finding new ways to enjoy our lives as we pursue things we really like. And Debbie has even continued taking additional courses because she's always growing in new ways. And talking about this whole idea of being cookie cutters, she was the one that said, you know what? I think we'd all have a better world if we could become our own kind of a cookie, meaning that regardless of what our backgrounds are and what we are taught, that we could find unique ways to express ourselves and also to grow in ways that make us feel more empowered, more expressive, more confident, and more full of life and satisfied. And that's exactly what Debbie has done with her life and will most likely continue doing over the course of time. So how does that relate back to you? Maybe there were ways that you were brought up, maybe things that you were told, and in the course of trying to conform yourself to the environment you were in, you lived right inside the lines of the cookie cutter ideas that you were brought up around. And yet, if you look backwards and think about all you are, the whole realm of possibilities you are, that whole piece of cookie dough that was yet unformed and the additional pieces of it that might have been left behind on the table as a cookie cutter came down upon you to say, well, these are your lines that you're living in and you're not going to go any further. What other things are there in your mind, in your imagination, in the course and quality and levels of interest and curiosities that you have that you would like to further explore and give place to? You know, you may be a new artist. You may have writings to share with other people. You may be a social mover and a shaker. You may be somebody who's going to learn a new instrument or do something new in the next part of your life. You may be someone who has an invention no one has yet seen, but it may be within you to do. You know, one neat thing about being cookies in a cookie cutter environment is that there are things about us that are all alike. We can all relate to as humans. We can take the best of our background. But for each one of us to be able to give place to those special additional elements of ourselves, those spices, those interests, those colors, maybe the sprinkles you want to add to your cookie, are the very things that make us so happy from the inside and also give us a sense of identity that requires no one else to say, oh, you're okay and we approve of you. It doesn't require that we need to compete with others. It just makes us happy because we're growing and becoming more and more of our own cookie, more and more of our own sense of self. I want you to know that there's time and there's place in your life for you to go back and to think and to give place and exit to all of those special areas maybe you have never really given yourself permission to act upon and to do, so that you too can become a full expression of who you wish to be. I can tell you that not only will you feel far more alive and far happier, but you will end up being someone who gives that same sense of life and joy and quiet permission to those around you. I know when it comes to somebody like Debbie Rivas, I feel like I'm a beneficiary. That girl has given to me the joy of Zumba dance, and it's something that is priceless to me. You too can become your own cookie in your own way. So I wish you greater happiness from the inside out as you choose to step out and become your own kind of cookie. But before we go, let's listen in because there's someone else who wants to share with us today about what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
Hi, this is Brenda Darnley Martin. I'm originally from the Detroit area, but have been happily ensconced in Tampa, Florida since 1989. I'm a children's picture book author, freelance writer, and voiceover professional. In fact, you can check out my newest book, The Treasure Hunt Friends Discover Autistic Trends and Other Creative Projects, by visiting my website, brendamartin.net. Things that make me happy. Let's start with sunshine. Even the summertime Florida humidity doesn't negate that. But on that rare cloudy day, I am not at a loss. Puppies of all ages make me happy. There is nothing better than reading a good book with your pup sleeping on your lap. Singing makes me happy. In the shower, in the car, or in the kitchen, singing brings me joy and hope. And certainly, laughing makes me ecstatic. I love to laugh, and it's a good thing since I read where having at least 12 good laughs a day promotes positive health. Laughing alone is fine, but with friends and loved ones is even better. And what makes me happiest is that all of these things are free. As the saying goes, the best things in life are free. And that's what makes me happy.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her mauraforyou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.